Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 18th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. Biden administration officials are expected to announce today recommendations for a COVID booster shot for most Americans. The third shots could begin as soon as next month. Anyone fully vaccinated with Pfizer or Moderna shots would get the booster 8 months after their second vaccine. Boosters of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine are already approved for the immunocompromised. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine is still being studied. Starting next week, you'll need proof of full vaccination to enter Providence Park or proof of a recent negative COVID-19 test. The new rule goes into effect August 25th when the Portland Thorns take on Gotham FC. Everyone will be required to wear a mask when they enter and walk around the park. Masks are optional but recommended once you take your seat. Oregon students and staff will be required to wear masks when they go back to school. And now Oregon Governor Kate Brown is calling out the districts that say they plan to defy the mandate. In an open letter, she responded to what she called troubling statements and actions from local school leaders, urging them not to jeopardize the return to full-time in-person learning. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has tested positive for coronavirus despite being fully vaccinated. Abbott has been an outspoken critic of mask mandates. His office put out a statement saying he's not experiencing symptoms right now, something he credits to receiving the vaccine. He will be receiving the Regeneron antibody treatment. The CDC says breakthrough cases are still considered rare, and the COVID-19 vaccinations do help reduce symptoms when breakthrough cases occur. The U.S. is working to evacuate thousands of remaining Americans and Afghan allies from Afghanistan. The Taliban says it'll allow people to get safely to the Kabul airport, but there are reports of gunmen blocking routes. President Biden is now promising to meet with G7 leaders to review the U.S.'s withdrawal and the Taliban's quick resumption of power. Opening arguments in the federal trial against R. Kelly are happening right now in New York. He's accused of racketeering, with charges including kidnapping, sexual exploitation, and trafficking of young women and girls. He was previously on trial in 2008 for child pornography charges in Illinois, but was acquitted. The current trial is expected to last between 6 to 8 weeks. Be sure to check out all the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.